Blog Talk Radio.
Music came from gospel blacks. Harmony was the key, and they led the way. Fantastic. I was privileged to grow up in Harlem, and I went to a Catholic high school, and that's when I fell in love with doo-wop. That was in the 50s, 1954. I was a freshman in Bishop Dubois High School, 155th Street and Amsterdam Avenue. And great singers were hitting the charts. And you're not going to believe this because you live in Babylon. But two out of five hit songs had God in them. Two out of five. And guess what? In the 50s, there were no divorces. You couldn't get a divorce in the entire country. Nevada was the first one to break the ice. Up until that time, the only people that got a divorce were movie stars. And they had to get a Mexican divorce. Can you believe how much things have changed? You hear these pro-life, anti-pro-life people. Why wouldn't you give a kid a break? If you saw a kid fall down and hurt himself, wouldn't you pick him up? Why would you kill him? Why would you kill the most helpless of the helpless? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So, welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book. And in my book, which was written around the era of Baby Bush, my first chapter was the most important one. And it was a two-word chapter. Drugs suck. Now I'm going to tell you a quick story about drugs. The American Revolution created some great people. And before I tell you about that, I got to tell you about buzzwords that are lies. There's no such thing as a liberal. There's no such thing as a progressive. There's no such thing as a left winger. They are all communists. The word communist has been erased from the American vocabulary. By who? The communists. You wouldn't believe how long the communists have been working on this country. In 1914, in Queens, New York, they infected and infiltrated the Negro Garagemen's Association. That's how far back they've been working on the American people. You can't believe that. I have a friend that's an expert on communism, and he tells me it goes all the way back to Lincoln, a German general in the American army, was a socialist, a Marxist, and he was advising a Lincoln. It's unbelievable. He's recommended a book for me to read, The Soviet State. So, what do you think of the border crisis? You don't think that's a crisis? Who do you think's coming to court? They caught five Syrians yesterday. And these guys are overwhelmed. They're quitting. The cops are quitting. And it's only the beginning. Not one person in America has said out loud, double the police pay. Not one. Double the military pay. Not one. Tonight you're hearing it for the first time. Thanks to the Spirit of America Party. That's you and me and all who want to survive communism. And that's what it is, man. It's raw communism. There are four stages to communism. This is taught to me by my friend Jimmy from Brooklyn. The biggest anti-communist in the country. And nobody knows. They all take his writings and they quote him as their writings. He's the most plagiarized guy in the country. Jimmy from Brooklyn. And Jimmy says there's four stages of communism. Stage one is organize. Stage two is mobilize. Stage three is socialize. Peaceful revolution, and when that fails, stage four, the final stage, violent revolution. And you see how outspoken and brazen the communists are today in this country? It's because they know they're winning, and they're going to take this country over. Would you believe it if I told you that 37% of Americans are already communist? I can't believe it either, but from the numbers I see and from different hint droppings by people that are afraid to talk about it, I calculate 37%. And you know, it only took 25% to win the American Revolution. And corporations are taken over by less than 50%. So, little food for thought. Hug your children, because one day they're not going to belong to you. These teachers' unions are destroying the country. They're turning our kids into zombies. And I used to be totally sympathetic to teachers, especially parochial school teachers, because they were getting underpaid. And how are you going to keep the best if you're paying them the least? You got to have religion in school. You've got to have God and country together. You got to have God. The suicide rate is through the roof. Young kids with everything to live for are killing themselves. A 30-year-old actress who was a former Miss USA just took a dive out a window on 42nd Street, out of her apartment window. Her life is over. How can you jump to your death? Even if it's splash and you're gone, or splat and you're gone. Don't you remember the 300 mothers at the World Trade Center on 9/11 who were pregnant and they jumped to their deaths so their bodies could be discovered and not burned? And they were carrying, they were pro-life mothers with pro-life kids. And do you know that they would not allow the child who died with his mother or her mother to have their names be put on the wall with the mother? How's that? And you know, the way the court system is so corrupt today and infiltrated by communists, you know that when a mother who's pregnant gets stabbed to death, that the criminal is only charged with the death of the mother and never the death of the child, because then they would have to admit that the child is real. They're still playing the fetus game and the tissue game, the brainwashing game. Did you see the school teacher that complained about the funeral for a Latino cop, that it was blocking traffic? Did you see her? That's communism right in your face and in your classroom. Do you know after 9/11, right after, and even during, that there were people that lived in the area that were calling up and complaining about the DNA dust on their windowsill? The immolation dust. Complaining because it was on their windowsill and they wanted the EPA to do something. Sick. We're raising a sick generation. I feel sorry for the kids. They're already missing 2 years of schooling. They're missing the best years of their lives interacting with other children. Like they said, the mask, nobody can see facial expressions. Facial expressions are everything when kids are growing up. Okay. I'm going to come back to Nathan Hale. I'm going to break for a tune. And let me find something that you're going to like. Here's one. It's called Out of Sight, Out of Mind by the Five Keys. Another doo-wop group from the 50s. And if you think about it, Before I tell you what I'm going to tell you, GIs out there, they have a high suicide rate. 12-year-old girls have a high suicide rate. There's one place you can always turn. There's one pair of ears that are always listening. The one who created you understands you the best. Get to a church. Sit in a pew, go when it's empty, and wait for the message. Think about it. Peace in your soul. And then you'll never be out of sight and out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind. Oh, the story goes, you forgot I exist. My broken heart knows, out of sight, out of mind.
I could, but my heart is blind. You are gone out of sight, but not out of my mind. Out of sight,
out of sight,
but not out of my mind.
So, we're going to talk about Nathan Hale. Nathan Hale went to Yale. He was a divinity student. Back then, Yale taught religion. God knows what they teach today. But anyway, at 18 years old, he was in college. And the friend that was also there convinced him to become a spy for George Washington. Now, this guy's 18 years old. America's not a country. But he had that revolutionary fever. So he became a spy for George Washington. And what happened, he was spying in Long Island, and he was betrayed by a cousin who turned him in for money. So they brought him to New York, around where Grand Central Station is now today. And it was an apple orchard. And they were preparing to hang him in the apple orchard. So under the tent of the provost marshal, he asked for a Bible, and he asked for pen and paper to write a letter to his mother. They wouldn't give him the Bible, just like today. And they gave him the pen and paper to write his mother. So he wrote a farewell letter to his mother. And then they took him out and they hanged him. And when he was on the platform, they said, "You have any last words?" And he said, "Yes. I regret that I have but one life to give to my country." He didn't even have a country yet. He didn't know what it was, but he wanted it. He knew what he wanted. So they hung him and they tore up the letter to his mother. And the provost marshal said, "No one should ever know the bravery of this man." So, during the American Revolution, we had a student from Yale who gave his life for his country. This summer, I think it was a Saturday, 100 students from Yale OD'd on fentanyl. How's that grab you? Chapter one of my book is Drugs Suck, and they do suck. One sniper can't kill as many people as a Chinese manufacturer shipping fentanyl into the U.S. in a broken border, through a broken border. So there's a story, there's a song called "The Crappy Boy," and it's about the Irish Revolution. So we started in 1776. And Nathan Hale was hung by a British general named Cornwallis. In 1798, the Irish rose up against the British. And the British put the revolution down. And the general's name was Cornwallis, the same guy. But he didn't do too good at Yorktown. And the great part of Yorktown is that the French, without them, we wouldn't have won the revolution. They blocked port of Yorktown so that the British couldn't resupply the trapped army in Yorktown. And then the French loaned us 8,500 troops to hit the beach at Yorktown to help us win that victory over Cornwallis, who refused to come out and present his sword to George Washington. These are the little things you don't know. You think Hunter Biden is a gemologist. Okay. So anyway, the song, The Crappie Boy, is about an Irish lad who cut his hair in a revolutionary style at the time, which was copied from the French, because the French had a revolution too. The only problem is the French killed all the wrong people. And they killed the guy that helped us win in Yorktown. You got to read your history to know where you're going and where you're coming from. Because if you don't read your history, like Georgia Santayana says, those who refuse to learn the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them. So, The Crappie Boy, it was early, early in the spring. The birds did whistle and the birds did sing. And the tune they sang from out the tree was All Ireland, Set Us Free. And then it goes on to say that he was betrayed by a cousin. His father denied him and called him the Crappie Boy. And it ends with, and you good people passing by, shed a tear for the Crappie Boy. And we've got Crappie Boys. We just lost two Crappie Boys, two cops that were machine gunned, I believe. I believe I saw AK-47s. One guy hung on. I think they were both Latinos. Spanish people, Spanish Latinos, they're going over to the Republican side. They're tired of this cagada de toro. They're tired of being told they're the same as the blacks. And the gospel blacks are not going with Biden. Gospel blacks are going with Viva Cristo Rey people. And Trump is going to get a landslide because payback is not a Bush. Okay, so having said that, I'll give you some. You want to hear the best Brazilian tune or the big noise from Winnetka? We'll give you the big noise from Winnetka. We're back. Okay. I hear the football games were great this week, this Sunday. But I don't watch football anymore. Not since the Chi-Coms took it over. I'm tired of being sold out by politicians, media groups. And speaking of media groups, there are conservative media blog sites out there that are not conservative. If you get hit by a blog site that has a headline that sounds real patriotic and there's no return blog address, pass it by. And I've seen too many conservative blog sites promoting weed stock. They used to call it just plain weed. They called it gauge at one time. But the fentanyl is the bad one. The fentanyl, they show a suitcase full of fentanyl and say, this is enough to wipe out the whole country. What do you need an A-bomb for? And here's something to think about. You know, they're going after the guns, but they only want the guns from the guys that can defend the country. They don't want the guns from the guys that are killing people with them. And you know, you can buy a gun. You don't have to do any paperwork. You don't have to fill out any forms. You can get guns from your dope dealer. He's got anything you want. And what I worry about is when they start selling C4, and then all of a sudden, we're another Beirut. We're in trouble. And we're wide open, face down, pants down. So, something to think about. And they're going after the veterans, the old retired veterans. They're doing is they're accusing them of being senile and they should have their weapon taken away. No, what they should be allowed to do is put their weapons in the custody of another vet, another American, not in the custody of the communist KGB police. And remember what I said about police, double the pay. This cutting the pay of cops? What are you kidding? You know, 343 firemen kissed their wives goodbye on 911 and never came home for supper. I could tell you heartbreaking stories you wouldn't believe. Some of them wouldn't make you too happy either. But anyway, was at Liberty Plaza. I spied a young woman, but praying the rosary, she never heard me coming. I listened a while to the prayer she was humming. Glorio, glorio to the brave New York men. Some died on the stairwell. Some died saving strangers. And the media will tell you that their cause was a failure. But they loved their dear country. And they never feared danger. Glorio, glorio to the brave New York men. She went on her way. God be praised that I met her. Be life long or short, I shall never forget her. We have brave men, but we'll never have better. Glorio, glorio to the brave New York men. And the music that goes with that is the Bold Fenian Men. It's an Irish song. So, I'm worried about the suicide rate. There's a reason for that suicide rate. And only God knows what it is. It could be medication you're taking. It could be indoctrination. It could be the feeling of hopelessness. 30-year-old Miss America takes a dive out of a 42nd Street building. Terrible. Do you know during World War II, when the Japs hit Pearl Harbor, the country showed up for work to avenge Pearl Harbor? I think five guys from a small town were turned down for their physical and were sent home, and they hanged themselves. How's that? You don't see what really goes on in this country. My father would say, your mouth is open and you're catching flies. And now, the Russians built an aircraft carrier, and it was a lemon. So they sold it to the Chinese. You can't miss it. It's the only aircraft carrier out there where the deck goes up in the air to give the plane some elevation assistance. So the Chinese got it. And you know how they paid for it? They paid for it with the money they make selling the Americans on fentanyl. They make the money that they sell the Americans on aspirin. They make the money on selling the Americans masks. So they built it with your money. And guess what they named it? Guess I'm kidding you. Guess what they named it? The SS Walmart. So now we got three war slogans. Remember the Alamo, remember Pearl Harbor, and remember the Walmart. Okay, we're going to do the best Brazilian tune.
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar, como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar,
pra te comemorar, pra te comemorar.
Dança humildinho pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca, de olho no chifre da morena. Aqui zoeira, que festa de arromba. Põe essa galera pra samba. É debaixo da saia.
Morena, aqui zoeira, que festa de aroma. Põe essa galera pra
saia que eu vou, é debaixo da saia que eu tô, é debaixo que eu vou ficar. É debaixo da saia que eu vou, é debaixo da saia que eu tô, é debaixo que eu vou ficar. Só pra te olhar, ai 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 ai, ai 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 ai.
So, Biden has sent 8,500 troops to the outskirts of the Ukraine. I feel sorry for those Ukrainians. Do you know anything about their history? I know very little, but I know what from what I've seen and what I've heard. The Ukraine was the breadbasket of Russia, and they had farmers who owned the land. And Stalin wanted to confiscate their land, and they resisted. So what Stalin did was he surrounded the Ukraine like he's doing now. You might as well say Putin's using Stalinist tactics. Surrounded the Ukraine. Nobody could get in and nobody could get out. He sent his troops in. They took all their crops. He took all their cattle, all their livestock, left them nothing. And then he starved them out. Do you know how bad the starvation was in the Ukraine? You have no idea. I had no idea. Families used to exchange dead children so they could eat them, so they wouldn't have to eat their own child. That's how bad it was. A guy who was a reporter at the time was on a train, and he was talking to one of the Ukrainians about what was taking place. And while he was talking to him, he was eating an apple. And when he finished the apple, he threw it in the garbage. And the Ukrainian went into the garbage and ate the rest of the apple. That's how bad it was. One of Stalin's big aides was a guy named Leventy Beria. And I think he was in charge of the secret police. Every weekend, he would have a girl brought to him from school. And he would rape her. And when she was leaving, the guard downstairs gave her a bouquet of flowers. How's that? Georgi Molotov was Stalin's number one negotiator. When Stalin found out that Georgi's wife was Jewish, he had her put in a gulag. And Georgi never said anything. How's that? Till death do you part, huh? The average divorce rate is in the United States, the average marriage in the United States lasts 5 years. Isn't that something? Don't buy furniture. Get only anything that's portable. You think drugs has a lot to do with divorce? Gambling? Now you can gamble by phone. All the vices the government loves because they can tax it. They can't wait till every American is a junkie. All the tax revenue they're going to have. And think about this. The American Revolution was created by the hatred of taxes And at the time, there were four taxes. Paint, glass, tea. Tea was the one that did it. Stamps, but tea was the one. Everybody dressed up as an Indian and went into Boston Harbor. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. Four taxes and we went to war. You got that many on your phone, though. It's enough to drive you into a blue moon.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Dang it, dang, dang, dang it on
blue moon. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on, ding, boo.
Say a prayer for this president who was swindled out of an election. Say a prayer for him. You know, he did everything. This guy was up at 4 a.m. starting work. By lunchtime, he had done 8 hours. He took no money. He gave it all to different organizations. There's a story about him that you'll never hear in the press. He was on his way to Atlantic City in a limo. He got a flat tire. And a farmer came by, and he said to the farmer, can you, and the farmer said, sure, no problem. And the farmer changed the flat for them. And he said to the farmer, what do I owe you? And you know what the farmer said? Send my wife some flowers. How's that? You know how much money farmers make, right? Some of them do real good, but some of them struggle. So the farmer gets a phone call and it's Trump and he goes, oh, you're the guy to change the tire? Yeah. Hi. How you doing? Good. Your mortgage is paid. He checked out the farmer. He found out the farmer was in foreclosure. There's a guy in foreclosure and there's a millionaire billionaire. And he says, what do I owe you? And he says, send my wife some flowers. Of course, a wise guy will say, well, that's why he was in foreclosure. He didn't know how to make money. But money isn't everything to some people. Uh, So that's what happened. He found out how much the farmer was in trouble, and he covered the loss. You'll never hear that story. You'll never hear the good that people do. Like Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. The evil that men do oft live after them. The good is interred with their bones. So I know this girl. She's a beautiful girl. And she's an RN. And she went to a Catholic nursing school. And her whole class, most of them, ended up working at Sloan Kettering. Now, these were all young girls just graduating. And where did they end up? Sloan Kettering, taking care of cancer babies. Can you imagine how much of a downer that is? That you got to watch these young babies die. Many of them smiling to the end. And while we're talking about young babies dying, I'm for putting in Danny Thomas's name for sainthood. And when I bring it up, people say, well, you got to have 3 miracles in order to have a saint. The guy's got 14 hospitals for kids. His name with the name of St. Jude on it. You don't think there's 3 miracles a day going on? Come on. So I'm for Danny Thomas's canonization. Spread it. You're the people. You're the people that make things happen, not the media. It's the coffee cup boys. It's the have a beer boys. You're the ones that make this country. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. Okay, so this nurse, big on pro-life. Oh, man, is she big on pro-life. But she don't take any political positions. She just does her thing. She sets good example. That's what she does. She believes that the other half of the equation who contributed to the creation of the child should have to kill it, should have to slice the spinal cord and watch the baby thrash around. Why should the guy be off the hook? I had a buddy of mine that got a girl in trouble. And he went to the parents and he offered to marry their daughter and that he would do the right thing. And they turned him down and they took the daughter to have an abortion. They killed the kid. Not everybody would do that. Everybody's glad. You know, they won't even give you car fare to the chop shop. There's a well-known political figure who was at a demonstration outside a penitentiary. There was an execution taking place. And he was out there with a candle to save the life of a murderer. And his mistress was at an abortion clinic getting rid of the evidence. How's that for irony? So, I too felt like my friend Harvey. And you know what? He was so depressed after that. He gave up. He gave up on, he was an aspiring entrepreneur. And he went upstate and made leather goods. And he dropped out of life, really. And I also felt the same way. If I ever got a girl in trouble, I would have to marry her. But fortunately, that wasn't my fate. But I'll tell you this, I have two guardian angels, and they're alcoholics. Okay. They're not singing songs of love, huh? But not for me. Oh, this is Brazilian. I always get this one.
Estrelas no céu, mas não pra mim. Lindas canções de amor, mas não pra mim. A chuva cai aqui e o sol já vai pra ali. E eu não sei mais sentir meu coração. Eu sempre acreditei num grande amor que fosse uma flor. Agora não sei mais o que fazer de mim. Será foi tudo em vão.
Why you keep me waiting?
A song for every name of every girl. And during the doo-wop period, they had a lot of songs named for girls. And I'm coming up on 3:23 left. So I want to pay a tribute to the two cops who are now in heaven. And I want to pay a big tribute to their wives. And I remember the last one who was fighting real hard for his life, and he passed away. And she gave the eulogy inside the church. And I believe they were both Catholic. And I tell you something, if you're Latino and you're Catholic, get out of that Partido de la Muerte. Get out of that Democrat Party. Find something else, man. Because they're only using you. And his wife said, I will love him through all eternity. Cops, you think you got it made, you get a pension, you get a 15 to 20 year retirement plan, and all you got to do is come home every night. And there are people out there can't wait to put a bullet in a cop. And the judges and the district attorneys are all selling them out. And most cops, like the fireman who died on 911, all had kids. The head of the table. The chair is empty. Let me see if I can find this one. I'll play this one for you. And we'll dedicate it to all the cops. I got it. Double the pay.
Behold the cross on which was hung, life's very Lord, God's darling one, Mary's own babe, so cold and so still, helpless. On Calvary Hill. Nails in his hands, nails in his feet, a traitor kiss upon his cheek, and his pierced heart broken in two, love crucified for me and for you. Eyes that won't see, ears that
souls of those two policemen. That's not a lot of money to die for, that paycheck. Should double the pay. Same with the Border Guard. Same with every policeman and military. Not the generals. Not guys like Milli Vanilli, the lip singer. He's going to call the Chinese and tell them we're coming. We're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. And Admiral Lemon, the commander of the Persian Gulf Fleet, said, we will never attack Iran. That's not his place to say that. We say that. And so what happened? Two American patrol boats were captured in Iranian waters by an Iranian fisherman. One guy captured two ships of the line. And when they showed the pictures of them surrendering on their knees, you know how many graves were turned over that day? They were surrendering on their knees, and you could see the machine gun mounts. There was no machine guns. There was no ammunition. There was no belts in the 50 calibers. What a disgrace. That's no way to get peace on earth.
Thank you.
Next show we do, remind me, we'll pay a tribute to the people in nursing homes. You ever been to visit somebody in a nursing home and you're on the fifth floor and the elevator door opens up and all the elderly are sitting in wheelchairs. They're waiting for somebody to come and there's nobody coming because they might be the last of a generation. How sad that is. I recorded a whole bunch of songs for my mother-in-law who was in a nursing home. The songs of her time, and I put them on a CD, and my wife set up something so she could listen, and she became a DJ. Everybody loved the songs, including the nurses. So that's, you never can tell. Now here's a tune everybody loves, who loves America, and this is copied from a vinyl record. And there are 47 scratches in this record. Each scratch represents 8,000 Americans in World War II who died for us so that our children would never be on the end of a bayonet. And they paid my dues. And if you were lucky enough to escape war, paid your dues too. God bless you. We'll meet again. Listen to the roar of the ocean.